Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Beis at the two dots continues discussing the Mishnah on that base. This is the Mishnah we've been discussing the entire year so far. Mishnah delineates the different psulim of the sukkah. The final words of the Mishnah are v'shachamasum ruba mitzilas psulim, that if the sukkah has more sun than shade, then it's pasul. So comes the Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Beis and says like this: Tana Rabban, chamasum rubas machmasikuch v'lo machmas defonus. What does it mean chamasum ruba mitzilas? The Tanakama says it means chamasum machmasikuch. That's chamasum ruba mitzilas machmasikuch, but not machmas defonus. Rabbi Yoshia Omer av machmas defonus. Yoshia says no. Even if you have chamasum ruba mitzilas machmas defonus, it's going to be a problem. So according to the Tanakama de Rabbi Yoshia, we only care about tzilasum ruba mechamasa in the schach, the defonus. Even if you have more sun than shade, it's not a problem. Yoshia says, no, we care about tzilasim ruba mechamasa, even in the defunas, that you need more shade than sun, both in the schach and the defunas. Amar Rav Yemer Bashlama Mishmei Dabaye, my time of the Rabbi Yoshia. My time of the Rabbi Yoshia, the chsivis hakos al ha'oranes ha'paroches. Paroches mechitza, v'kakari rachmon eschocha. Alma mechitza keschach be'ina. Rav Yemer Bashlama quotes Abaye, who says, why does Rabbi Yoshia hold that Chamsam ruba mitzilasa machmas defonus is a problem because mechitza is like a schacha. Regarding the paroches, the pasuk uses the lashon v'sakosa. So it sounds like the paroches, even though paroches is a mechitza, it says v'sakosa, it uses the lashon of schach. So mechitza kari yischacha, right? Kakai rachman aschacha, alma mechitza keschach be'in. Rabbanan ha'u denecha be'purta demechzik yischach. The Rabbanan Tanakama de Rabbi Yoshia hold that even though the Torah does use a lashon v'sakosa in referring to the paroches, it doesn't mean that the mechitza is schach, but rather that you have to put a little bit of the paroches on top. Nechav beipur to the mechzik is schach. That was the gzeras hakosav, that the paroches wasn't just the mechitza, but rather they had to curl it over a little bit to make it a little bit like a gag. So it was mamish like a schach. Not that the mechitza is like a schach, but a chelik of the paroches becomes a schach. But in a chanami, the mechitza is not a schach. That's the machlokas tanan that we have in the Gemara. Is the din silasim ruba mechamasa limited to tach, or does it apply even to defunas? Do we care that you should have more shade than sun, even from the defunas themselves? So it's interesting. We have a brisa earlier on the Zayin Amud Aleph that we spent a lot of time on. One of the elements of the brisa is that lovud works in the defunas. Right, dofen sukkah gedofen Shabbos uvach lo yeh ben konel chaver shloshet tefach. Love it works in the funnest. In schach, we had a whole discussion in the schach, but the love it works in schach. Mishnah chavbei says love it minatzad works beemtza. It's a machlokas. Whether we say love it beemtza, we paskin that we say love it beemtza in the schach also. We do say love it. But the Mishnah is very careful on daf chavbei to say that you can't have love it in the entire schach. Because right? if the schach is made out of lovud entirely, even if you paskin that yesh lovud be'emtza, you can't have a schach that's totally made out of lovud. Why? Because then chamos is meruba mitzilasa. If you're making the schach out of lovud, meaning if you have konim for schach, but you're going to have, let's say, two tfachim and then a konim mashu, and then two tfachim and konim mashu, so it's all within a sheer lovud, but the problem is there's much more sun than shade, that's going to be possible in the schach. That's what we'll point out. Right? That's the Mishnah. Rav and Shmuel. That lovud minatzad works, lovud be'emtza, we pass the works as well, that's a machlokas. But you can't have the entire schach made out of lovud, because then chamosa meruba mitzilasa, and that's going to be possible. So what's then when it comes to the funnest? So poshup shad and avzayin amid beis. Uvach loyeh mekol lachaveh shloshet tefachim, sounds like lovud works in the entire dofen. You can make a dofen totally out of lovud. It's not such a pella. It's not just a brisa and sukkah and avzayin, the Mishnah and Erevin. Rashi quotes the Mishnah and Erevin and avtazayin. We've discussed this at great length. Makivim b'shlosh chavolim. You can create a dofen out of shlosh chavolim. You have three chavolim within lovud of each other, lovud of the ground. That's totally kosher. And in fact, we were suggesting that in sukkah, lemaisa, if you have problems with the defonis, the poskim say, make lovud strings. Make the dofen out of lovud strings, lechumra. So even if you'll have a problem with your dofen, if your dofen billows, let's say, so it might not be called a dofen, it's not only beruach mitsuya, so it might not be called a dofen, so they say, make your defonis out of out of the lovewood strings, and that's your real dofen. That's the real dofen is the lovewood strings, and then mitam tznius, you'll have the canvas that can billow a little bit. But your real defunus are the lovewood strings. So it sounds like you can have lovewood defunus either way. Are the makifim b'shloshu chavalim, horizontal lovewood strings, or vertical lovewood konim. L'chor, it's the same thing. Problem is, if you say Ali b'Rabbi Yoshia that you need Silasa Mechamasa in the Defonis, how can you have Lovud strings or Lovud Konim in the Defonis? You're going to have Chamasa Ruben Mitzilasa. That should be possible. It's the Chapela. It's against the Bryson. So you could say Rabbi Yoshia is a Tana. He argues with the Bryson, but we don't want to do that. Right? So is there any way out? So comes Taisfus and says there is no way out. Shloyeh ben Kol Chaver Shloshet Vachem Tozan Dav Zayin Ein Zeker Rabbi Yoshia. According to Rabbi Yoshia, this brisa, the brisa is incorrect, right? Rabbi Yoshia holds that you need tzilasa meruv mechamasa in the defonis, so he would say that you can't have the defonis made totally out of lovud. According to the Tanakhama, to Rabbi Yoshia, then the brisa reads beautifully that you can have the defonis out of lovud, even though it's chamasa meruv mitzilasa, because that's not a problem in the defonis. It's only a problem in the schach, not in the defonis. What would emerge is Aliba de Rabbi Yoshia. Not only can't you have defunus made out of love, but what else couldn't you have? Defunus made out of good asik mechitzta. Same idea. We had a whole discussion on Avdalid, Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim, al Sfas Agag, Be'emtza Agag, Abayin Rava, good asik from an Omud, from a bias, all complicated cases, right? Do you have mechitzas nikaros or not mechitzas nikaros? So that whole discussion is assuming that chamosim ruv mitzilos is not a problem in the defonis. Because if you say chamosim ruv mitzilos is a problem in the defonis, there's no halamina that could ask mechitzim shulim. It's not going to work al spas al gag ha'omud, al gag ha'bayis. It doesn't work at all, because good asik mechitzta, the chama is definitely going to be coming in. Definitely having more chama than sale. So according to Rabbi Yoshia, good asik mechitzta avada is not going to work. Just like lovud's not going to work. Tosis points out on Av Zayin, lovud's not going to work either. If chamsa meruba mitzilas is a problem in the defunis, then you have to have real stuff. Got to have mechitzas mamish. Not mechitzas mamish, you're going to be up a creek without a paddle. Is there any way out of this brisa? Is there any way to say Rabbi Yoshia could go like this brisa, and yet you can use lovud in the defunis? Akiva pointed out that the Tosa Rosh has 2 days on this kasha. Rabbeinu Peretz also says the same thing. What does the Tosa Rosh say? I didn't assign this, but we found this later. The Tosa Rosh here, if you have a kovetz, you can follow along with me. The Tosa Rosh on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says, "Shelo yevein kanal chaver o gimel tfachim, hach asya delo kere b'yoshia de besamach, v'boi mechitzos shavos v'schashet, z'dosim v'u mechamosa." First, Tosa Rosh begins like Tosfos. It's against Rabbi Yoshia. Oh, inami, says the Tosa Rosh, yaser rov hadofen, Shalem umiuto kone kone. The chimitz tarfus la. Have yitzilas amruba. What's the second shot in Tosa Rosh? Rabbi Yoshia could say that the Brais is not talking about that you made the entire sukkah, the defunus of the sukkah, out of lovud. That's not what the Brais means. That's what Tosfos thought the Brais meant. That dofen sukkah gedofen shabbos v'vashlo yeben konal chaver shloshet tvachim. Look, we're comparing Dofen Sukkah to Dofen Shabbos. By Dofen Shabbos, the Mishnah Erevin says Makifin Shlosha Kavala, or Makifin Bekonim. The Mishnah says Beferish Makifin Bekonim, and it sounds like that means the whole circumference, right? The whole surround, all the walls of the Rishus HaYochid are being made Bekonim. So it's not really Tos's problem. The Loshon of the Braisa, if you're comparing Dofen Sukkah to Dofen Shabbos, it sounds like Dofen Sukkah should be the same as Dofen Shabbos. So if Dofen Shabbos, when we apply Lovin in the Mishnah Erevin, we're discussing the funas Rishus HaYochid throughout made out of lovud, so that's why Tosfos thought it must be talking about the funas of Sukkah also throughout made out of lovud. That's the loka of Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia holds that you need Silas and Ruv Mechamazes. If you're going to make the funas completely out of lovud, then the chams is going to be greater. So that's why Tosfos is so compelled to say that it's the loka of Yoshia. But comes to Tosfos Rosh and says, maybe even though the Bryce is comparing Dovin Sukkah to Dovin Shabbos, it's Lav Dafka, a complete comparison. When it comes to Dovin Shabbos, then Taki can make the Defonis completely out of Lovud. Dovin Sukkah can't be completely out of Lovud. You still need Rov of the Mechitza to be solid. Rov of the Ruach has to be solid. But if you have Rov of the Ruach, a solid Dovin, so then the rest of the Ruach, the Miyot of the Ruach, can Taka be made out of Lovud. Even though it's Ma'akiv in the Dovin. Right? The rest of the dolphin is taka ma'akev in the dolphin. Let's say you have a case like this, right? We know that you have shtayim kel chasan, or shlish is afilu tefach. Shlish is afilu tefach means you have the tefach shochek. Right? This is our favorite picture. Well, I don't know if it's our favorite picture, but it's a picture that we've used a lot. Right? Tefach shochek within 2.9 of the third of the second wall. And then there's the further discussion, do you need a tzuras ha-pesach? To the end, to the zayin. This is 7x7, right? So let's say, right, the midpoint of these lines is what? Let's say here, and let's say over here. Right, let's say that's the midpoint. Let's say you only had rove of the dolphin. Rove of this dolphin. So you had, let's say, I don't know, 5 tfachim of each. And then the rest is made out of love. Made out of love. Okay? So if you hold there's no din of love at all, so then this is not going to work. But who says there's no din of love? If tzilasa merubah mechamasa, then there should be din of love. Over here, even though you're using love, there's more tzel than chama because rove of the dolphin is shalem. Comes the Tosa Rosh and says that might be what the Bryce is talking about. That rove of your dolphin is shalem, and then the rest is made out of love. Inami shiyasa rova dofen shalem umiyuto kana kana duchim etzdarfas lav yitzilasim ruba. Rabbi Yosha could say, Avada, I agree that you can have lovet in the defunis. You just can't have the entire dofen made out of lovet. The entire dofen made out of lovet, then it's chamasim ruba mitzilasim. That's going to be possible, but if you have only the miyut made out of lovet, then that's okay. The hands are running. Yosef. Kurasik in that area. Yeah, why not? Because if you have, it's a good kasha, right? But if you have rove, then it should be good, Yosef, right? Say it's the same idea. Yeah.
So according to Rabbi Yosha, you cannot have pars merubah ala avad by saga, essentially.
Exactly. Right. You can't have pars merubah ala omid. You're saying pars merubah ala omid. No. What does pars merubah ala omid mean? Right? I'm getting excited. I shouldn't get too excited. Don't. Right? Right? Is it that we combine all four walls, Yaakov? Right? Rashi's pshat? Right? That shlishes of ilu tefach means that in the third ruach, if you go with the purists, not with the tzuras of pesach men, if you go with the purists, and then you have shtayim pilchas and shlishes of ilu tefach, and that's all. Too many ups and downs over here. Okay, we'll try to handle it, right? So, if shlishes of ilu tefach, that means that rove of your wall, not rove of the wall, rove of the wall is taka shalim because you have the four, but then you have 3 tefachim, and then you have 7 over here. Right? So if parts mubala omeid kosher by sukkah means that you can have parts mubala omeid in all of the ruchos, so then I'm not sure what you're saying is right. Okay, wait. Okay, we're going to get a little bit to what you're saying. Let's wait. There was a third hand before I put the hamshach. Yaakov. The two pshatim of the Rosh. Right? The Tosa Rosh says that either Rabbi Yoshia will deny this Braisa, he's a Tana, so he'll be cholik on the Braisa, and he'll say that Lovud, because the Braisa seems to be assuming that we're doing Lovud in all of the Ruchos, so he'll just argue with the Braisa, or he won't argue with the Braisa. The halacha is going to be the same according to either pshat in Tosa Rosh, right? The halacha is still the same. Rabbi Yoshia holds that if you make the whole dofen, all the defunas out of Lovud, it's a problem. And if rove of the dolphin is not lava, then it's not a problem. The question is, can you read that into the Bryce? It's a textual issue. Can you read it into the Bryce? What's the problem? The Oshia holds that if you have chamsa, ruba, mitzilasa, and the defonis, it's going to be a problem, yeah? So, I'm not sure I get it. We hold shtayim kilchos and shlishes of ilu tefach. So, aren't you going to have sun coming in from the ruach revis? You're going to have sun coming in from the third ruach also. So how does that work? Right? You can have, Rabbi Yoshi agrees you can have a little bit of a pirtza first to Ruchos, right? Have a little bit of a pirtza here? A little bit of a pirtza. Right? Even if you don't say love it. Right? Let's say you have shtayim kilchasan, but you know what, let's have a sukkah that's even bigger than seven. Let's draw it like that. Then you know, I think you'll see the point. Let's say this sukkah is 20 tefachim. 20 tefachim. Okay? 20 by 20, yeah? And you have your shlishis afilu tefach. And let's say you have a couple of pirtzis in the middle. You have one tefach over here, one tefach over there, one tefach over here, one tefach over here. What's the difference? So you have a couple of pirtzis. Let's say a total of six tefachim of pirtzis in this wall. It's nothing! Right? Rabbi Yoshi would say, Givaldik, there's no problem. It's nothing. Yeah, but the problem is, you're going to have more chama than sale in this sukkah. Because you have a Ruach Revius that's Poritz Lugamri. That's 20 Poritz Lugamri. You have a Tefach Shochek in the Ruach Shlishis, but everything else is Poritz over there. I'm talking about the Ikar Adin. Forget the Teresa Pesach for a moment. Rabbi Yoshia says, if you have Chamsa and Ruba Mitzilas and Machmas Tefanas, it's going to be a problem. So we said, according to him, you can't have Lovel, you can't make Tefanas completely out of Lovel, you can't have Gurasik Mechitzta. So how does he learn anything? Shtaim Kil Chasun, Shlish Zafilu Tefach. Shtam kyo chasun, shlish zafilu tefach. Parts meruba la omed. If parts meruba la omed, we said in the brisa that that's kosher. So what's he going to say? Does he argue with that too? But that's the din of shtam kyo chasun, shlish zafilu tefach, really. What is he going to argue with that? It's a third tana? Reb Shimon holds you need four walls, but the revi is zafilu tefach. Lecham moch levita. Reb Yoshi is a third. Shita hecham matzinu davar kozeh. He's arguing with everyone. L'chora, the answer is, Rabbi Yoshia admits that there's no din that you can't have chama coming into the sukkah mitzad the walls, below the schach. That's not the halacha. The halacha that you need tzilasa ruv mechamasa machmas defanas, that means that in the sheer dofen, where you need a shear of a dofen, where you need the measurement of the dofen, that has to be tzilasa ruv mechamasa. So you got to go back to what your definition of a dofen is. If you hold shtaim kilchasan or shlishis afilu tefach, that means that the two walls that you need kilchasan, they have to be tzilasa meruv mechamasa. They have to be omed meruv al haparts. No one's denying the fact that in the ruach revius you can have sun coming in, and in most of the ruach shlishis you can have sun coming in, and you can have pirtzis in the first two walls, and that's okay. That's okay. Rabbi Yoshia just holds that you need omed meruv al haparts in the shtaim kilchasan and in the shlishis. That's what you need. In the tefach shochek, you need a tefach shochek. And in the first two defanas, you need shir defanas. So there you need tzilas and ruv mechamasa. But even he would admit, avada, we don't look at the walls in their entirety and we say, you can't have more chama than sail in the walls. That's not true. The halacha is that within the shir dofen, you can't have chamas and ruv mechamasa. But avada, Rabbi Yoshia would admit that you can have sun coming into the ruach revius. That's the halacha l'mosh misina. That shlishis afilu tefach. You don't need any dofen in the ruach revius. If you don't need any dofen in the ruach revius, then obviously if you have more chama than tzel, it's not going to be a problem. Okay, this is the basic sheet. Questions? Comes the Mordechai, takes it one step further. Let's all turn to the Mordechai we have a given. Yoshia holds that the din of tzilas and ruach mechamasa is said not only in the tzchach but the defunts. So what other things would he say apply to the defunts? The Torah calls mechitza a schacha. Rabbi Yoshia holds that mechitza is like a schacha, so does that have other nafkamina, or is it only a nafkamina for tzilos and ruv mechamasa? So that's where the Mordechai gets cracking. Simen tov shin lamed aleph. Rabbi Yoshia amar af machmas defonis kosev rav yodel. Rabbi Yoshia hu adin deinos and mechitza bedov makabal tuma vilo bechol dova sheesh kpeida beschach. Vules hilchas akavasei ela karabon. Rabbi Yoshia holds, claims the rav yod, that the Torah calls a parochas, which is a mechitza, calls it a schacha v'sakosa. Dr. Rav Yoh, Rabbi Yoshia will hold that all the dinim of schach apply to the defunas. So just like tzilas and ruv mechamos applies not only to schach but the defunas as well, so too all of the limitations we have on the materials that you can build a schach, that applies to the defunas as well. What are the limitations we have on schach? Which three halachas do we have regarding the materials that you can make the schach out of? Dovashena makabal tuma, before that. Gidulei karka, dovashena makabal tuma, and tolush. Right, so the same would be true for the defanis. that you couldn't have mechitzas made out of talush, and you couldn't have non-gidulei karka, and even if it's gidulei karka, you couldn't have davar shemekabel tumah. Rabbi Yoshia holds that schach udefonos is mamash and equation, according to the Rav Yom. So mechitzas, schach, karka, the same halachas that apply to schach apply to the funos, not only tzlos and ruv mechamasa, but even those materials that you have to make the schach out of, you'd have to make the funos out of as well. It's not such a pella. I mean, Rabbi Yoshia says mechitza schacha kari rachman. I mean, is it such a pella? He's saying mechitza is like a schach. If it's like a schach, then the same halacha supply. The Marsha says that be'emes, that's meduyik from Rashi too. Rashi on Daf Yud Beis, right? Opening day. It's still a few months away from opening day, but we're a few months in both directions away from opening day, in different senses, right? On the first day of the year, that's our opening day, right? Elul, right? In the first day, we talked about what's the ikar chefetz of the sukkah, Reb Chaim and Sefer, the shortest Reb Chaim, right? Atzei sukkah asur and kol shiva, the Rambam and the Rosh. We're going to get back to that. There's a lot more to say in that sukkah. We just scratched the surface there. Again, Mr. Shem, daftes. Ah, that's a daft. There's also a daft. We're going to get there, Mitzvah Shem. So we discussed what's the ikar chefetz of the sukkah. Dafka schach, like Rashi would seem to imply on that base of an aleph, or does it even include the funnis? Chaim brought a raya from our sugya that the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yoshia says that the rule of tzilas and ruv mechamas only applies to what? To schach and not the funnis. It sounds like the funnis are not a part of the ikar chefetz shel sukkah, right? And we had other rayas. So Rashi on Daf Yud Beis asked the kasha, if that's really true, that the funnus l'chud, schach l'chud, that the only part of the ikar chefetz sukkah is the schach, not the funnus. What's the problem? But don't we learn that you need the funnus in the sukkah from schach? Basukas, right? That's not just like, you know, a gemara that someone asked you to look up. Now you feel like a bailim over that gemara. That vavim and beis, that's in my back pocket. It's in my front pocket, right? That we feel a bailim over that gemara because we've seen more. But that's Rashi's kasha. Rashi's kasha is, if you learn the funnus from basukos, so doesn't that tell me that mechitza is chacham? Basukos implies the funnus. Right? Shtayim kilchos and shlis avi l'tefa, because it says basukos three times, yeshem l'mikra, yeshem l'masores, depending on how you slice it, but either way, we're learning from one basukos, we're learning the funnus, so it sounds like a dolphin is included within the chacha. So how can you tell me that the rules of schach don't apply to the funnus? How can you say that the funnus are not part of the ikar chefetz shel sukkah? You're learning the funnus from basukah, so it sounds like it's part of the ikar chefetz shel sukkah. So what did Rashi answer? What's his line? Remember? Yitura dekra. Oh, Rashi says it's not learned mi mashmausa dekra, it's learned mi yitura dekra. It's not learned from the meaning of the word basukah's meaning. The funnus is not included within the mashmos, within the definition of sukkos, but rather, it's just the yitura. It says basukos, it's an extra word, so from that we can learn the funnus. So it says Rashi, if it's learned mi yitura dekra, not mi mashmosa dekra, so then the halachos of schach are not going to apply to the funnus. I have a ribui. There's a ribui. So the ribui tells me that for the hechsher asukkah, for the mitzvah of sukkah, there's a tonight that I need the funnus as well. I can't just have schach. I need the funnus. But that doesn't mean that the dolphin is kari schach. It doesn't mean that the dolphin has a dinner of schach. So the halachas of schach apply to schach, not the dolphin. Dolphin might be necessary for the hechshar sukkah, but it's not necessarily part of the ikar chefetz shel sukkah. That's why the halachas of tasav lamina asui and tzilas of ruv mechamasa and what else? Oh, and what the materials that the item has to be made out of, those apply to schach, not to the funnus. Because schach is ikar chefetz shel sukkah. The funnus from marbe from yitur dekra, but the funnus are not part of the ikar chefetz shel sukkah, so the halachas don't apply to the funnus. Talk to Marsha, Rabbi Yoshia would probably argue with the Rashi, right? The Rav Yoz Rabbi Yoshia holds that psolas goren v'ekev, the limitations of the materials for schach apply to the funnus as well. Why? Because he learns that mechitza schacha kari rachman. Rabbi Yoshia learns that mechitza does have a din of schach. It's not just the yitura dekra, but it's learned mimashma usa de v'sakosa. V'sakosa means a mechitza. So then all the halachas that apply to schach should apply to the funnus as well. So the Rav Yoz says, Rabbi Yoshia will hold that you need psolas garen v'yeket for the funnus too. Because a dolphin is a schach, right? It's mimashma usa dekra. Schacha means what we call schach, what we call the funnus. So all the halachas of schach should apply to the Defanis as well. Because Rashi's answer doesn't hold any water. Rabbi Yoshia learns me mashma usuduka, not me tour the cross, then all the halachos, all the rules that apply to Sechah should apply to the Defanis as well. That's the Mashah's comment. The Rashi would seem to imply this as well, that if Yitaka will learn Mechitzis from Sechacha, so then the rules of Sechacha should apply across the board to the Defanis. The Haggadah Sashri also echoes a similar sentiment. Where's the Haggadah Sashri? The Haggadah Sashri on Daf Yud Beis, on the Mishnah, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and Simin Chav Dalet, quotes the Or Zeruah. Simin Chav Dalet. The second half of that Haggadah Sashri. Ulufi HaYerushalmi Tzarek Lizor Shal Lazos Defonos Yidav Mekabal Tum Oshan Gidula Min HaAretz U'Ba'orech HaTam Mefurish. According to the Yerushalmi, says the Haggadah Sashri B'Shem the Or Zeruah, you can't make Defonos out of Davim Mekabal Tum Oshan Gidula Min HaAretz. It's like Schach. So what's the reason for that? So he says, Ba'orech, in the Or Zeruah, in the Haggadah Sashri HaAretz, or in the Or Zeruah HaAretz. The Or Zeruah, he's Marech, so I gave you the Or Zeruah in El Chasukah, right in the packet. Yerushalmi. The Or Zeruah quotes Yerushalmi, page 3. Reb Levi b'shem Reb Chama bar Chanina. Ksivis hakos al ha'aron es ha'paroches. Reb Yoshi is posted, right? That's Reb Yemar bar Shlamya mishmei da'abaye. So Reb Levi b'shem Reb Chama bar Chanina. The Zel Bazach. Mikan shadov and karistach. Mikan shaosin defonos b'davar shenam akabel tuma. Yerushalmi says, Mikan, from this pasuk you see that the dofen is karistach. That's quite a statement. The dofen is karistach. Mechitza schocha kai rachmana. Mikan says the Yerushalmi that you can make the defonos only b'davar shenam akabel tuma. All right, Rabbi Yoshia, the Rav Yoz Rabbi Yoshia. That's Reb Levi bar Chama. The Blevi B'Shem Reb Chama B'Chanin in the Yerushalmi. That's the time that the Or Zeruah had. It's learned from a pasuk that Mechitza Schocha Kai Rachmana. So if Schocha Kai Rachmana, then Mechitza is subject to the rules of Schach. Comes the Or Zeruah and says, but then there's a problem here. Do you have a problem? What's the problem? It's Docha Mishnah Fakert. Yeshlan ulafarish dadik tanukul and ksheros. Hainu gafka chavile kashra chavile yaitz and chavile zrodim koi. What's he talking about? So the Mishnah that you base on an aleph says like this: chavile kashra chavile yaitz and chavile zrodim is zaken. But if you have bundles of straw or of wood or of twigs or something, you're not allowed to be misaken. But why? But the gedulim and akarka, there ain't a makabel tuma. What could be the problem? Says the Mishnah of a kulon sheitirim ksheiros, but if you untie them, they're okay. The problem is only if you tie them up. So why, if they're tied, is it a problem? So the Gemara explains it's a gzeira d'rabbanan. It's a gzeira d'rabbanan that someone might come one day, and you know he has his bundles of wheat, of straw, or of twigs, and he wants to dry them. He has these walls. He wants to dry them on top of the wall. So put them up to dry. He's not going to put them up l'shem tzel. If he would put them up l'shem tzel, put them up for the shade, then they're perfectly kosher for a sukkah. He didn't put them up l'shem tzel. No. Put them up l'shem tzel. Shem tzel, that they should be shade. That's good. According to whom? Beis Hillel. Right? Machlokas b'shai beis Hillel. We're going to see. By sukkah yeshana. Do you need l'shma by a sukkah? The sukkah yeshana k'sheira now. We'll get to the details later. But suffice it today, we pass like beis Hillel, that you don't need l'shma in a sukkah. You don't have to put up the sukkah l'shem chag. We do. I mean, most people put up the sukkah within 30 days before the Yom Tov. So by definition, that's called a Shem Chag. We'll discuss the details. But basically, Me'ikar Adin, Beis Hillel says, if I put up Schach L'Shem Tzel, you know, in the middle of August, I have some kind of a trellis, I don't know what to call these things, right? You have, you know, the wooden something or others?
Pergola.
What?
Pergola.
A pergola?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a wooden pergola, whatever you say. Yeah, you have a wooden Elmer, let's say, right? I mean, you can call it Elmer. You can call it a pergola. Is that what it's called?
Like
yeah.
Israel?
Yeah, a pergola. Okay. You have a wooden pergola, and it's a little sunny, you know? Eilat is a little sunny, right? Beersheba is a little sunny. So you want to put up a little schach. L'shem chag? It's not l'shem chag. There's no kavan l'shem chag. But you put it up l'shem tzel to protect yourself from the sun. So comes Sukkis, you know, and you're learning in Beis Medrash, and it's a little bit late, you don't have time to put up a sukkah, and then you turn around and you say, hey, I have my pergola with the pieces that I put on top of it. Maybe that should be good for schach. Yeah, it is good. So you put it up l'shem tzel, we pass that's okay, even if you didn't make it l'shem chag. The problem is, if you don't put it up l'shem tzel, then that's an issue. So there's a gzera d'rabbanan that if you use chavila kash, chavila etz, and chavila tzvadim, if we're going to be machshe that, then it'll come a time that you'll put up the chavila kash liyavsham, only to dry, not l'shem tzel, and that's tasev alomina asu. That's not a problem, because once you put up the schach, not l'shem tzel, then you can't just use the schach when you change your mind and you want it to be l'shem tzel. You got to do something active to make it an asiyah of schach. So either pick it up, put it down, untie the chavilim. Like the Mishnah says, if you untie the chavilim, so you're doing a maisa to make the schach. Doing a maisa, that's not tasev alomina asu. That's tasev. That's an asiyah, so that's okay. But there's a gzera d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to use these items. That's how the Gemara explains. Nok de Mishnah v'kulan ksheros la defanos. But all of these items are kosher for the defanos. What does it mean, all these items? So Rashi says v'kulan ha-psulin sheshanina b'schach. The psulin that we mentioned by schach. The psulin? Which psulin? Chavile kash, chavile etzim? No, Rashi says, not chavile kash, chavile etzim. We're talking about the other psulin. Gidule karka, ein gidule karka, davar mekabel tuma, right? Mechubele karka. Things that are possible for schach are kosher for the funnus. Because the funnus are not subject to the same rules as schach. So frekli or zerua, if you say that mechitza schach akari, if dofen kari schach, so then what does v'kulung sheiros go on? It's not true that v'kulung sheiros. Don't you need psolas gared v'yeka for the funnus as well? It should be limited by the same halachas as the schach. So what does v'kulung sheiros go on? So he says, you know what? It must only go on chavile kash v'chavile eitz. That's what it's going on. Chavile kashra, chavile eitzim, that's taka made out of what? That's made out of gidulei karka. Davashin makabel tumah, it's tolish min karka. That really is kosher for schach. It's just the gzera d'rabbanan ba'alma. So that gzera d'rabbanan only applies to the schach, because we're not afraid that you're going to put a chavile kash, chavile eitzim as a dofen to dry. You hang it up to dry. So we're not afraid that gzera doesn't apply to the funnus, that's kosher for the funnus. Kulam ksheiros, the hainu davka, chavile kasha, chavile eitzah, chavile esrodim kar, the ksheirin daraisa filu l'schach. Rabbanan hu de goza behu. The defonos lo goza. For the defonos, they're not going to be goza. But for everything, for the regular halachas of psolos gar v'yekav, avada. Avada, that would be posel for the defonos as well. It's only these chavile kasha, chavile eitzah, chavile esrodim, that's posel for schach, but kosher for defonos. Okay, that's how the Or Zeruah learned the Mishnah based on the Yerusha. Okay, so what do we have over here? Rabbi Yoshia holds that Mechitza Schacha Kari Rachmanim. So Zokter Avya, according to Rabbi Yoshia, what should come out is that you should be limited to Psolos Goran V'yekev in the Defanus as well, not just to the Schach. Okay, that Psolos Goran V'yekev is also a requirement when it comes to the Defanus. Not everyone agrees. From Tosfos, you get the impression, he's according to some of the Mefarshim, that even Rabbi Yoshia would admit that although Mechitza is called a Schacha, but you don't need Psolas Goran V'yekev for the defense. You can use any materials, it doesn't have to be Gedulei Karka, it doesn't have to be Eino Mekabel Tuma, you can use anything for it. Even Rabbi Yoshia, who says that Mechitza is called a Schacha, he holds that you're not limited in the materials. How so? Tosfos, Zav Zayin Amud Beis might say something like this. Let's see this Tosfos together. This is a very interesting read. Right? Let's see this Tosfos together. If you have a Gemara with you, it's a very nice read in Tosfos. Mechitzi v'kayi rachmanas schacha. That's Tosfos saying. Mehoda nafkalon mechitzas le'el mibasukos v'kayi rachmanas schacha lomotzi darsh. Rabbi Yoshia learns that you need tzilosam rubam mechamosa not only in the schach but in the defanos as well. And what does he learn from? So Rav Yema Bar Shlamya quotes Abaye, who says he learns from the zakosa al ha'oron es haparoches that mechitza kai rachman eschoch. It says Taisvis, what does he have to run to a new pasuk? We have a gemara in Davav Amud Beis that tells me basukos. Let him just use that pasuk, the old pasuk. From basukos we learn defanos. So if you learn the funnus from the sukkah, from basukos, so then that doesn't that show you that the funnus kai rachman is chacham? Rabbi Yoshia should say, if we learn the funnus from basukos, then that should teach me that a dofen, a mechitza is like a schacha, and you need silas amur mechamosa in the defanis too. So what does he have to run to a new pasuk as a kosal or a separoches? Let him learn from basukas, basukas, basukas. He says to us, no, he can't learn from them. Gasam lo darshinan elami yitura, because they're only darshining from the yitura, from a ribui. With darshining from the ribui, that's similar to Rashi and Afid Beis. Right, basukos is only a ribui. It's yitura dekra. It's not mashma'usa dekra. It's not from the meaning of the pasuk. The word basukos means the funas. It's just it's a ribui. You have an extra basukos, so from that we can learn the funas. Rabbi Yoshia wants to prove that mechitza is karye schach, that the rules of schach apply to mechitza. That he can't learn from basukos, because there's nothing in the pasuk that would seem to imply that mechitza is called schacha. It's just a ribui to be marbe defanas from the extra basukos. That's Tosfos's point. The Teita says Tosfos, I'll bring you right to what I'm saying. The kulam modu de lobeina le mechitza is psoas gar v'yekev. Everyone holds that mechitzas don't require psoas gar v'yekev. Da da da. This is right. Right? There's a difference between whether we learn the funas from the mashmos of schach, or we learn it from the yitura, the schach. That if you only learn it from a yitura of basukos, then we're not going to apply rules of schach to the funas. We're not going to say you need silas and ruv mechamosa by the funas. The haraya, everyone agrees that in the funas you don't need psolas gorin viekev. That's a limitation to schach, not to the funas. So therefore, you see my point. What is Tosa saying? What is his point? Well, what is he trying to bring out over here? Right? What is he trying to bring out? That from Psoas Garan V'yeka, the fact that Psoas Garan V'yeka doesn't apply to Mechitza, so therefore, from a Yitura Dekra, you couldn't learn that you need Silasa Meruba Mechamosa from the Funis. And what is he trying to bring out? So comes the Chachma Shlomo, the Marshal, and he learns Tosfos like this. Let's see the Chachma Shlomo inside. I've got to learn how to learn a Tosfos. Got to sit on this Tosfos and go back and forth till you really get it clear, because it's complicated. Machlokas Achronim, how to read this Tosfos. Marshal and the Marshal. The Marshal came before the Marshal. The Marshal quotes the Chachma Shlomo. The Marshal writes like this. Nearly, the Kulu Tanoi the Hocha. Hochi Ka'amak. Veteida, the Kulu Modu. Nichta Betsido, Nearly. Kulu Tanoi the Hocha, the Bioshia and the Tanakama, that's what Kulu means. Even Rabbi Yoshia admits that you don't need Psolas Gar and Viekev by the funnis. That's what Tosis means. Vahochi Kama, what's he saying? It's like this. Avopi the Dorshu Hocha de Mechitza Kruyashach. Rabbi Yoshia learns that you need silas and ruv mechamos in the mechitza, because v'sakos ala aron mechitza kriyas chach. Nikomok modula in yipsoz garm v'yekev lo havik es chach. Even Rabbi Yoshi admits that psoz garm v'yekev doesn't apply to the defunas. It's not kis chach le'inyin zeh. Im ken kal v'chomer. If so, it's a kal v'chomer. Demayde darshinan le'el mi yitura de basukos. That which we darshan from the yitura the sukos, we're going to darshan to be marbe the funas, the lo marbinan ele mechitzas. We're only marbe the mechitzos themselves. The fact that you need the funas. It's a kalachomer. If even Rabbi Yoshia admits that you don't need psolas goren v'yekev by mechitzas, even though he learns from mashma'usa dekra that mechitza is like a schacha, and you need silas and ruv mechamasa, but even he admits that for psolas goren v'yekev, we don't compare the two. So Kavachomer, if all you're learning is from Yitura Dekra, if all you're learning is from Basukos, Avada, all you're learning is the existence of the Funas. You're not learning the rules of the Funas. No rules of the Funas are compared to Schach. Not Psoas Gar V'yekev, and not even Silas Amru Mechamasa. Because if all you're learning is from Yitura Dekra, Lo Marbinan Ela Mechitzas. We're not going to be married by only the existence of the Mechitzas. Have a Lo Ledamos Klal Schach, but not to compare the rules at all. Not to compare the rules at all. That's the Marshal. Let's chart it. If you learn mechitzas from basukos, Well, if you learn Mechisos Mechisos, the Sakosa, Parochas, right? So this is Yitura Dekra, Yitura Dekra, Haribui. This is Mashma'usa Dekra. The definition, the meaning of the word the Sakosa. So is there a din of Tzilasa Merubah Mechamasa? Bidifanis, according to each? And is there a din of Solas Goren Viyakev? Bidifanis, according to each. Oh, so if you learn from Mashma Usa Dekra, what's it then? If you learn that Mechitza Kari Rachmana, Mechitza Kari Rachmana, so is there a din of Tzilasa Merub Mechamasa in the Defanis? Come on, guys. Yes, it's Rabbi Yoshi Ashita, right? It's Rabbi Yoshi. Yeah, this is the issue. Lama Lefi Rabbi Yoshi, or forget, Lama Defanos Heim Kischach. I don't want to say that. Ma HaKeshe Bein Defanos L'Schach. Because if you learn from the Yitura Dekra, it could be the Defanos are not like the Schach. They learned from Schach, but they're not like the Schach. So if you learn from the Mashma Usa Dekra, then Mechitza Kari Rachmana, Schacha. So then, yeah, if it's Kari Rachmana Schacha, then it makes sense that Tzilasa Merubah Mechamasa applies to the Defanos as well. If you learn from the Yitura Dekra, says Tosfos, then Tzilasa Merubah Mechamasa doesn't apply. All we're learning from the Yitura Dekra is the existence of Mechitzas. Right? You need Mechitzas, but not that they have a din of Schach. You just know the existence of the Mechitzas. Says the Marshal, if you learn from Mashma'usa Dekra that Mechitza Kari Rachmana Schach, Mechitza is like Schach, do you need Psalas Goren Viyekev by the Fonis? Do you need the Gidule Karka, Enel Kabal Tumma? Do you need that by the Fonis? According to the Marshal, excuse me? No. No. Yoshi admits that you don't need that. All he says is Tzilasa Merubah Mechamasa. So says Tosfos, if even Rabbi Yoshi admits that you don't need Psalos Garan V'Yekev, all he's learning from the Mashma Usa Dekra is Tzilasa Merubah Mechamasa, applies to the Defanos as well. But even he admits that you don't need Psalos Garan V'Yekev by the Defanos. Then Kol Shkein, if we would learn from the Yitura Dekra, not only would you not need Psalos Goren V'Yekev, you also shouldn't need Tzilasa Merubah Mechamasa. If even Rabbi Yoshia, who does learn from the Mashmus in the Dekra, denies the need for Psalos Goren V'Yekev by the Defanos, because he says that's totally out of the realm, there is no comparison between Defanos and Schach over there. So Kol Shkein, if you learn just from a Ribui, then you shouldn't need any halachas of schach by the Defanos, because it's a kol shkein. The ribui is less than the mashmos of the kra. If even by mashmos the kra, you don't need the materials. So kol shkein, if you learn from a ribui, you shouldn't need any of the halachas of schach. That's how the Marshal learned Tosfos. Fascinating pshat, right? What's the lashon of Tosfos again? Hey, that the kulam modud lo beinan. What does that mean? Even Rabbi Yoshia, who claims you need Tzilasa Merubah Mechamasa by the Defanos, even he says you don't need Psalos Garan V'Yekev. So Kol Shkein, if you learn from the Yitura, you're not making a real mashmos dika comparison, a real definitional comparison between Schach and the Defanos. Avada, you shouldn't need any of the halachas of Schach by the Defanos. You should only learn from the Yitura the Kod, the existence of the Defanos. That's the Mashal. So what comes out of the Mashal? Comes out of the Mashal is that even Rabbi Yoshi admits that you don't need Psalos Garan V'Yekev by the Defanos against the Rav Yah. In fact, the Mashal, how could that be? The Rav Yah says Rabbi Yoshi goes the full 9 yards. He says that we compare Schach to the Defanos for everything, not only for Tzilasa Merubah Mechamasa, but for Psalos Garan V'Yekev as well. How can the Mashal learn his pshat? How can he be? How can it be? How can he learn his pshat? What kind of a kasha is that? Is that a good kasha? Marshall's kasha? Rav Yosef said, Rabbi Yoshia compares Schach to the funnest completely, not only for Tzilos and Ruben Mechamazah, but even for Psoas Garn V'Yekev. Even for Psoas Garn V'Yekev, the Marshall says. Like the Rav Yosef. How can the Marshall learn Rabbi Yoshia denies that you need Psoas Garn V'Yekev for the funnest? It's strange, right? How can he say that in Tosfos? Dr. Pnei Yeshua, what's the problem? Gavra agavra karamis? The lashon of the Pnei Yeshua. Gavra agavra karamis? What, you're going to throw one person on the other? Rav Yalachud, Tosfos Luchud. Maybe some machlokas we showed him. Aliba de Rav Yoshia. What he holds? That's not a kasha. The Marshal is this kasha. It's not a kasha against the Marshal. Marshal will say that Tosfos argues against the Rav Yalachud. Does Rav Yoshia hold that Schach and Mechitza, Schach and Defonis are compared completely regarding not only Tzilas and Mubre Chamasa, but even Solas Gar and Vieka, like the Rav Yoh, or not? Right? This is a Machogas Marshal, Marshal, Bidas Tosfis. Bidas Tosfis. The Rav Yoh Avada says yes. Rav Yoshia holds that you need Solas Garn V'Yekev by the funnest, because it's exactly that side. Machlok is Marshal, Marshal had to learn Tosfos. Comes to Pnei Yeshua and says, I don't understand the Marshal's kasha. The Marshal will say it's a Machlok is Tosfos and the Rav Yoh, Aliba the Rav Yoshua, whether we compare the funnest to Schach regarding Tzilas and Ruben Chamasa or even regarding Solas Garn V'Yekev as well. How does the Marshal learn of Tosfos? The Marshal had a good pshat in Tosfos, but the Kal V'Chomer, how does the Marshal learn Tosfos? The Marshal learns a different pshat in Tosfos. Let's see the Marshal. Let's see the Marshal. Marshal, pshat in Tosfos. What does the Marshal say? He says, I'll tell you what the pshat. Alavir Divrayim is like this. The Kulu Modu, Hainu Kulu Tanoi de Le'el, the Nafgulu Mechitzos Mibasukos. The Tanakama and Rib Shimon, all the Tanoim and the Vav hold that Psolas Garn V'Yekev is not necessary for the funnest. All of the Tanaim, the La'el, hold that Psolas Garn V'Yekev is not necessary for the funnest. Duhanan akarach the Sfirlan lemedrishab misoris ohamikra. Well, we definitely paskin either like the Rabbanan or like Reb Shimon. We hold Shtaim Kilchos and Shlish Avilu Tefach or Sholosh Kilchos and Revias Avilu Tefach. We have to hold like one of those Tanaim. Afilu Ochi Island Lo Beinan LeMechitzas Psoas Garn V'Yekev. And we talk a hold you don't need Psoas Garn V'Yekev for the Mechitzas. So all those Tanaim must hold that you don't need Psoas Garn V'Yekev for the Mechitzas. El Akarcha Chanim Shem Dlo Dashinan Le Elamei Tura. How can they hold that you don't need Psoas Garn V'Yekev for the Mechitzas? They all have, the Tanakam and Rav Shimon both have to say that you don't need Psoas Garn V'Yekev for the Mechitzas. How is that possible? Aren't they learning from the Yitur of the Krav? Aren't they learning that the Funas are like Schach? The answer is, it's just the Yitur of the Krav. If they're just learning the existence of the Funas from the Yitur of the Krav, so then they're not beholden to say that the rules of Schach apply to Mechitzas. So they're free to say that Psoas Garn V'Yekev is kosher for the Funas, and similarly, they'd be free to say that you don't need Tzilas and Ruben Chamasa in the Defanas either. Tosfos wasn't talking about Rabbi Yoshia here, says the Marsha. Tosfos was saying all the Tanaim on the Vav hold that since we're learning only from Yitur of the Cross, so then you don't need Psoas Garn V'Yekev for the Defanas. None of the halachas of Schach apply to Defanas. Rabbi Yoshia Vada would say that you need Psoas Garn V'Yekev by Defanas, because he holds that you learn Mechitza from the Mashma'usa the Schacha. The Funas and Schacha are compared to each other. Definitionally, if you learn from the Mashma'usa Sakra, Zokta Marsha, then Avada, Rabbi Yoshi would say that Solos Garn V'Yekev is not going to work by the Funas, just like it doesn't work by Schach. Tosfos was just being a raya. Tosfos asked, Nochamo, Tosfos asked, why does Rabbi Yoshia have to learn from Zakosa? Let him learn from the Yitur of the Kra. Says Tosfos, no, if you learn from the Yitur of the Kra, you're not going to compare the Funas to Schach regarding halachas. You're only learning the existence of the Delvin, but you're not comparing halachas. V'haraya, all of the Tanoim de La'el, both Rav Shimon and the Tanakama, they both learn that you don't need psoas garm v'yekev by defanis. So clearly they're not comparing schach to defanis regarding the halachas. So similarly, they wouldn't compare schach to defanis regarding silas and rubei chamasa either. But we're not taking Rav Yoshia, connecting it to basukos, and then flipping it up to silas. It's not a kugel of different things. We're saying, the whole Teda in Tosus is saying all the Tanoim hold that Psoas Garmiyaka is not necessary by the funnest. So by the same token, Silas and Ruvim Echamasa shouldn't be necessary either. That's why Rabbi Yoshi had to darshan from what? Only from Visakosa, not from Yitura Dekra. Okay, these are two different ways of learning up the Tosus. With the Nafkamina, whether Aliba de Rabbi Yoshia, would we say that you need Psoas Garmiyaka for the funnest? What's the final problem here? The Marshal is really the simpler pshat in Tosis, if you think about it, right? Isn't it? Marshal is the simple. I mean, it's a little bit more complicated, but Lechora, Kulhu? Kulhu sounds like everyone admits. Not the Tanoim, the La'el. Kulhu sounds like everyone. But what's the problem with the Marshal's pshat? According to the Marshal, comes out there's a chiluk. Rabbi Yoshia holds that we learn from the mashmos of the pasuk. The sakosa tells me that mechitza kairach manas kocha, and therefore you need tzilas and ruv mechamos in the defunis. But psoas garam v'yekev you don't need. That's the marshal's understanding of choices. What's the chiluk? If you tell me that learning from the mashmos of the pasuk compares the defunis to schach, so then it should compare it completely. It should be a comparison not only if it's Tzilas Ruv Mechamasa, but from Psoas Garm V'yekev as well. What kind of a chiluk is this in the Marshal? The Marshal might make more sense in Tosus because Tosus says Kulu Sirilu. Everyone holds that Psoas Garm V'yekev is a requirement only in Tzach Man and Defunis. But it seems a little bit of a chiddush. Why should I split in these halachas? So that's what the Pnei Yeshua is. That's that little point that I asked you to see in the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, I'll tell you what the chiluk is according to the Marshal. The Bioshia learns defunis from the mashmos of schach. Yes, it's true. But mashmos of schach can be taken in two ways. Mashmos of schach means the definition of schach. The word schach means defunis. But, you know, there are two ways of defining something. There's a basic definition and there's the expanded definition. What's the basic definition of schach? What does that include? What does the basic definition of schach include? Tzeil. Schach is tzeil. It will include schach, correct. But what's the halacha? Okay, let's say it that way, Yosef. The basic definition of schach is schach, obviously, right? Defunis are an expanded definition of schach. So, what applies to schach? There's the basic halacha of schach, and then there are the expanded halachas of schach. The basic halacha of schach could apply to everything, but the expanded halacha of schach is only going to apply to what's defined basically as schach, right? Tzeil. Right, the fact that the schach has to be tzeil. Sukkah tia letzeil yoma. The schach has to be tzeil. So the rule of tzeil is so fundamental to the definition of schach. So you could say that anything that's included within the definition of schach, no matter what definition, right? Anything that's defined as schach has to have tzeil. Rabbi Yoshia says that mechitza is kairach manas kocha. Mechitza is included in the definition of schach. So it's included in a basic sense. It's included in the definition of schach. So it has to have tzilas meruv mechamasa, because that is the basic definition of schach. But psoas garm v'yekev is a halacha that applies to schach. That's not part of the pashta dekra, as the calls it. That's not the pashta dekra. When you see the word schach, you think psoas garm v'yekev. You think of the materials that you make the schach out of. That's not what the word schach means. That's not the pashta dekra. We apply that to schach. But that's not the pasha, the kra of schach. What is the basic definition of schach? That's tzeil. Schach has to serve as tzeil. So if you're going to say that dofen is also called schach, mechitza kairach manas schacha, then the fundamental aspect of schach has to apply to the funnis. That is tzilas meruv mechamos. Rabbi Yoshia says that the fact that rachmana kairach mechitza schacha, that tells me that the fundamental nature of schach has to apply to the funnis. The fundamental aspect of tzeil has to apply to the funnis. But the extra halachos of schach, the fact that you're limited in the materials of the schach, That doesn't apply to the defanas necessarily, because that's not the pashta of the krah. That's not the pashta of the krah. To Zokta Pei Yeshua, even if Rabbi Yoshia learns defanas from schach mimashma usa, he learns it from the definition. Yeah, but the fact that you define defanas as schach, that's a jump. That's an extension of the definition of schach. So because it's an extension of the definition of schach, we're not going to apply all the rules of schach to defanas. We're only going to apply the fundamental nature of schach to the defanas. The fundamental nature of schach is tzel, silas and rumei chamas. Salos Garan Vieke, that's a halacha. It's learned from Psukim. That halacha we're not going to apply to the Fanos, because the Fanos are not actually schach. They're an expansion of the definition of schach. So we're only going to apply the fundamental halacha of schach even to the Fanos. That's how the Pnei Yeshua explains for the Marshal. We're not darshening, we're not learning the funnest from schach. It's just the definition of schach is silasam rubei chamasim v'sukat tiel etzel yoma. So if the definition of schach is sale, that applies to the funnest. So is Goran v'yekev, that's a halacha of schach. The halachas of schach, Rabbi Yoshia might admit, are not going to apply to the funnest. Okay, so this is the sukkah. Which halachas of defanas apply to schach? We have a machlokas tanoim, whether defanas are also called schach, but it could be that only the most fundamental of halachas of schach apply to defanas, only tzlasim v'mechamasa, not the other halachas. But the other halachas, that's the machlokas, the marshal and the marshal b'das taisis. Marshal and the marshal b'das taisis. Okay, good. Yes, question.
Wouldn't that be the most partial way to read the Gemara, though? The Gemara is talking about this specific case, and it brings a specific pasuk talking about parochas, which is a machita. Meaning, let's say by
based on analogy,
where it goes through a whole repertoire of how we get to there. Why would we need that?
That's a drasha, yeah, but the problem is, if you're learning from the mashmos of the pasuk, you say that schach includes the funnest, so then why shouldn't I apply all the halachas of schach to the funnest too? So that's what the Bnei Yeshua is saying. No, we only apply the fundamental nature of schach to the extended definition of schach. So we apply tzilas and rumei chamasa because tzel is the essence of schach, so that'll apply to the funnest as well. But what's not part of the fundamental nature of schach, halachas of schach, that doesn't necessarily carry over to the defanas. It doesn't carry over to the defanas. That's how the Marshal is learning. Okay, this concludes the Gemara here on Daf Zayin Amid Beis. So we're going to skip a little bit now. Abaye, we saw the sheet of Abaye, the Raskeva Be'inan, that Kulu Tanoi, he has a whole bunch of Tanan that hold the Raskeva Be'inan. We discussed that at great length. We're not going to talk about every single case of the Mishnayis. The Mishnayis later on, but this is not really the Mokum for that. Then we're also going to skip this mathematical sugya. I know a lot of you have expressed an interest in doing this sugya that discusses sukkah asuya kekivshan. Rabbi Yochanan Shita, you make a sukkah like a circle. So how big does the circle have to be? The circumference and pi and squares inscribed in circles and circles inscribed in squares. You have all the pictures in the Gemara. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a beautiful Gemara, but we're not going to do it in shir. If there is an interest, I'd be happy to take time out during the Chazar week and maybe get together for half an hour or so. We can read through the Gemara and we can talk about the Gemara, but we're not gonna do it in shir per se. So you'll get back to the shir assistance as to whether you're interested in doing that mathematical Gemara. Some of you apparently did it over the summer. A lot of you told me, yeah, it's exciting Gemara we did over the summer. So if you did it over the summer, we don't have to do it. But if there are those who are interested in doing it, then I'd be happy to sit down and do it together with you. Okay, let's move to Daf Chesam and Beis. Zok to Gemara. Amar Reb Levi Mishum Reb Meir. Shtei sukkah shal yotzim zulif ne mizu, hapnim nisei na sukkah v'chayeves b'mezuzah. Ve'achitzon na sukkah u'ptura min ha-mezuzah. Shtei sukkah shal yotzim. What is going on? It sounds like such an out-of-the-way Gemara. Like, what are we doing this Gemara for? So the truth is, it's really a hakdama to sukkahs ganvach. The sugi of Sukkas Gambach is a very, very beautiful sugi that we're going to get to. Sukkas Goyim, Noshim, Behema, Kusim, very, very interesting sugi. So that we're going to get to. But this is an introduction that we're going to relate back to. The Rishonim on this sugi are going to play a very important role in Sukkas Gambach. That's why we have to start with Sukkas Yotzim. You can't start with Sukkas Ganvach. So what does Rabbi Levi say b'shem Reb Meir? Shtei Sukkos shel Yotzim. Says Rashi. Kacha yaderach shel Yotzim klei cheres b'meyan. Osin lehem shtei Sukkos zu lefne mizu b'pnimis hudar u'matzniya k'dei rosav. B'chitzona hu osam alachta u'motzi k'dei rosav limko. The pottery makers used to have this. They'd have two sukkos, one inside the other. In the inner one, they would live, and they would keep their kederos there. And in the outer one, they do their malacha. They do the malacha. They take the kederos out to sell. So the inner one is like the base dira. That's where they're living. The outer one is the base malacha. So Zogt Rav Meir, the pnimis is not a sukkah. It's not kosher for sukkahs, but it's chayiv in a mezuzah. The chitzona is a sukkah, kosher for sukkahs, but it's pturim in a mezuzah. So why? What's pshat? What's the reason? It says Rashi, pnimis in a sukkah. It doesn't count as a sukkah. It's possible for sukkahs. Why is it possible for sukkahs? It says Rashi, afagav lo be'in en sukkah l'shem chag. Rashi makes reference to the Mishnah Daf Tes. So one Gemara leads to the next. Sukkah Yishana Beishavai Poslun Beisila Machshirin. Sukkah Yishana, an old sukkah, Beishavai says it's possible, Beisila says it's good. Ezo Yisukkah Yishana Kol Shasukkah Namachak Shloshim Yom. If you made the sukkah kodem, sukkah is more than 30 days before sukkah, so Beishavai says it's possible. What's Pshara Beishavai? Why does it say it's possible? Says Rashi Debo Sukkah Lishma. You need sukkah l'shma. Beishamay darshan some sukkah. We're going to see. Beishamay says you have to make a sukkah l'shem chag. And Beisil argues, that's why they say, that even if it's made kodem l'chag shloshim yom, and you never in mind l'shem chag, it's still kosher. We're assuming kodem l'chag shloshim yom, you didn't have in mind l'shem chag. Says the Mishnah, v'lemasol l'shem chag, afilu metchilas hashana k'sheir. If you make it l'shem chag, then there's no question. Even Beishamay would say, that's fine. But we're talking, you didn't make it l'shem chag, so it's not l'shma. Beishamai says that's possible, but Beisila says it's kosher. So says Rashi over here in Sukkas Hayotzrim, back to Daf Chesam and Beis, up Rashi, even though we don't require Sukkah L'Shem Chag, you don't need Lishma, so what's the problem? Right? What's the problem with the Pnimis? Why is the Pnimis not a Sukkah? So what that it's not made L'Shem Chag? It's made that you should be able to live there, not L'Shem Chag. Says Rashi, Hacha in a Sukkah, Plominkir Amilsa de L'Shem Sukkah Hudarbo. It's not nikar. The yeshiva sukkah is not nikar l'shem mitzvah. So then they're abonin, according to Rashi. It's not nikar l'shem mitzvah. They'll call you most hashon a dire hasan, because he's living there the whole year. V'rov tashmishu, sudasa v'shinasa sham. His use, you know, all of his tashmishim, his suda, his shein, it's all there. So it's not nikar that he's doing it l'shem sukkah. According to Rashi, the pnimis is not... It's psula for sukkah, because if it didn't rabbanan, a psul rabbanan, min haTorah, it should be perfectly kosher. What's the problem? It's a sukkah. It's not made l'shem chag, but that's not a problem. You don't need lishma. The problem is, min rabbanan, it's not nikar that you're sitting in l'shem chag, that you're sitting in l'shem mitzvah. Somehow there's this din rabbanan that it has to be nikar that you're sitting in l'shem mitzvah. But if you darbo kolimas hashana, rov tashmish hasham, it doesn't look like you're sitting in l'shem mitzvah. That's how the Bach understood Bidas Rashi. It's l'chor the Pashup Shana Rashi. It's not a Dinder Rice. It's a Dinder Rabbanan. Comes the Ran and says it's not a Dinder Rabbanan. It's a Dinder Rice. The Pnimis is Taka Psula L'Shem Suk. What's the Psul? Says the Ran Adav Dalet Amad Aleph and Dapi Arif. HaPnimis Ein Asuka In Bol Leishev B'socha B'chag L'Shem Suk Ein Asuka Mishim David L'Dira V'Hav Yilak Habayis. Says the Ran, it's osui ladira, not lebayis. It's osui ladira, habi lo kebayis. It's tasav lomina osui. Klomar velomi dover ha osui la otsar u ladira. What does tasav velomina osui mean? That you have to make a sukkah, l'shem tzel. You're making it only as a temporary dwelling. The sukkah doesn't have to be made l'shem chag. It's a very important point. Sukkah doesn't have to be made l'shem chag, but it has to be made as a temporary dwelling. If you make it l'shem dira kol hashana, that's missing in the basic definition of a sukkah. A sukkah is a temporary dwelling. Dira sarai. It's a temporary dwelling. So if you make it L'shem dira or l'shem otzer, that's a storage place for kol hashana. Min haTorah that's possible. That's a psul d'oraisa. That's not just a psul d'rabban. Min haTorah that's going to be possible. Rashi learns that sukkas hayotzim, the pnimis is psula mishum sukkah, even though there's no problem. It's not made l'shem chag, but so it doesn't have to be made l'shem chag. Says Rashi, because it's not minkur amils, it's not clear that you're sitting there l'shem sukkas. The mitzvah is not clear. The binyan itself doesn't have to be made l'shem chag. It has to be nikkur that you're sitting there l'shem sukkah. But that's a din d'rabbanan. Comes the Ran, and the Ritva echoes a similar sentiment. Ran says, no, it's a psul d'oraisa. Since you yadarbo kol hashana kula, it's a psul d'oraisa because it's made l'shem dira, it's made l'shem sukkah. It doesn't have to be made l'shem chag, but it has to be made as a temporary dwelling. If you make it l'shem dira, then it's possible for sukkahs. Big machlokas or rishonim, is this a psul d'rabbanan or a psul d'oraisa? So obviously the question is, why does Rashi have to invent this psul d'rabbanan? If you have to make this sukkah l'shem sukkah, not l'shem dira, can't be l'shem dira of kol hashana, it has to be a temporary dwelling, so Rashi has it in the bag. Why doesn't Rashi say that the pnimis can't be a sukkah because it's made l'shem dira, it's not made l'shem sukkah. It's not made l'shem a temporary dwelling. It doesn't have to be made l'shem chag. But you have to make it as some place, like if I happen to be in this area, I'll use this. But I'm not going to be dar here. I'm not going to live here kol hashana. It's a temporary thing. Every so often I'll come here, but it's a temporary thing. Chora, the Ran and the Ritva, I'm almost stabbed that it should be a psul d'oraisa. Why did Rashi have to invent this psul d'rabbana? So look at some of the other makoros. Look at Sukkas Ganvach and what the Rishonim say on Sukkas Ganvach. And then we'll apply it back. You'll see the same machlokas, Rashi and the Ritva. And Sukkas Ganvach will apply to Sukkas Yotzim, to the Pnimis, to explain why Rashi has to come on to a new type of psul.